This is English USA on the Voice of America. Now, Lesson 34, Part 1.
Bu derste de başlıca konumuz zaman olacak. Martin ve Aylin istasyonda vedalaşırken genel zaman ifadeleri ve saat söyleme üzerinde duracaklar.
What time does the train go?
At 9:15.
What time does it arrive in Pittsburgh?
I don't know.
When is your meeting?
I have many meetings. They're in the afternoon.
When are you coming home?
Tonight.
We're going to meet the train.
Is Alan going to come with you?
Yes, he is.
When is his game?
Tomorrow evening.
Isn't the game this evening?
No, it isn't. It's tomorrow evening.
When was it last week?
It was on Wednesday. It's on Thursday this week.
I see. What time is the game?
It's at 7:30.
Good. I'm going to go.
That's wonderful. He wants you to go.
When are you going to your office?
After lunch. I worked late last night.
What time are you going to go?
At 1:30. What time is the train tonight?
It arrives at 8:45.
Okay. Sue can come too. Can you eat on the train?
Yes, I can, but I'm going to eat in Pittsburgh.
Good. Sue can finish her homework before dinner.
What time are you going to have dinner?
At 7 o'clock.
When are you going to come to the train station?
At 8 o'clock.
Zaman söylerken kesin bir saat vermek gerekmiyorsa, çok genel ifadeler kullanılabildiğini biliyorsunuz. Şimdi genel zaman belirten bazı örnekler sunuyoruz.
In the afternoon. Tonight.
Tomorrow evening. On Wednesday. On Thursday. After lunch. Last night. Before dinner.
Kesin bir zaman vermek gerekiyorsa saat ve dakika belirtmek gerekir. Saat verirken o'clock kelimesinin kullanıldığını öğrenmiştiniz. Saat ve dakikayı birlikte söylerken o'clock kullanılmaz. At 10 o'clock, at 10:15, at 6 o'clock, at 6:35 örneklerinde olduğu gibi.
At 9:15.
At 7:30. At 1:30.
At 8:45.
At 7 o'clock. At 8 o'clock.
Şimdi de Martin'in sorularına kesin bir saat kullanarak cevap vermeyi deneyin.
What time do you eat lunch? What time do you listen to English? What time do you listen to music?
Bu kez Martin'in sorularına saat belirtmeden genel zaman ifadeleri kullanarak cevap verin.
When do you study English? When do you go shopping? When do you play sports?
Martin, when did you first visit Pittsburgh?
In 1975. I wrote a story about Pittsburgh 10 years ago. I wrote a story 3 years ago. And I visited last year, too.
When did you first visit Washington?
I don't know. Many years ago.
Martin bu kez size geçmiş zamanlı sorular soracak. Bu sorulara yine geçmiş zaman belirten bir kelime veya kelime grubu kullanarak cevap vermeye çalışın.
When did you leave school? When did you visit your family? When did you see your teacher?
This is English USA on the Voice of America. Now, Lesson 34, Part 2.
Are you going shopping today?
Yes.
When are you going shopping?
After work. I must buy some food.
Please buy some coffee.
Don't we have coffee?
No, I finished the coffee.
When?
This morning. I made coffee for breakfast. When did you buy coffee?
I bought coffee last week. Are you drinking too much coffee?
I like coffee.
When do you drink so much coffee?
In the morning. I like coffee in the morning.
What time is it, Martin?
It's 9:20.
What time is the train to Pittsburgh?
At 9:30.
May I buy a newspaper? I didn't read the newspaper this morning.
I don't know. Can you wait?
When can I buy the newspaper?
In a few minutes. I'm going in a few minutes.
Martin, are you going to work on Saturday?
No, I don't like to work on weekends.
Can you take Sue and her friends to the park?
When?
In the afternoon. There is a band concert.
What time is the concert?
The concert is at 2:15.
What band is playing?
There are three school bands playing. Some of Sue's friends are playing in the band.
What time are they going to finish?
At 4:00. I want to work on Saturday.
Do you want to work at home?
No, I can't. I want to work at the office.
Eileen. Hi, how are you?
Hello. What are you doing here, Valerie? Martin, this is Valerie McCormick.
Hello. Eileen told me about you. I'm happy to meet you.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Where are you going? What are you doing here?
I'm going home. I brought my husband to the train.
What time is his train?
It was at 9:10. It left.
Where is he going?
He's going to Hartford, Connecticut. Where are you going?
Martin is going to Pittsburgh.
What time is your train?
It's at 9:30. I'm going now. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Be careful.
Goodbye, Martin.
Martin ve Eileen'i yeniden dinleyin.
At 9:30.
At 2:15. At 4:00.
Genel zamanlar belirli bir süre içerir. Bu tür genel zaman belirten ifadelerde kesin saat önemli değildir. Birkaç örnek veriyoruz şimdi.
After work.
This morning.
Last week.
In the morning. In a few minutes.
In the afternoon.
Martin size 3 soru soracak. Bu sorulara çeşitli zaman ifadeleri kullanarak cevap vermeyi deneyin.
When are you going to travel? When did you listen to the radio? When does the English lesson begin?
İngilizce dil derslerinin 34. bölümünü de bugün tamamladık. English USA 35. dersle devam edecek. Yeni konu ve kişilerle tanışma ve pratik yapma fırsatı bulacaksınız.